Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onala Tini. People across the world bid adieu to 2024 and welcome the new year 2025 with spectacular display of colorful fireworks and light shows. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first country to ring in 2025 with its 1,33,500 citizens celebrating the new year. The Micronesian nation was soon followed into 2025 by the Chatham Islands in New Zealand. Auckland, New Zealand was among the first major cities in the world to usher in the new year 2025 as thousands enjoyed a dazzling firework display at the iconic Sky Tower. As the clock struck the midnight bell, cities and towns across India welcomed the new year 2025 with firecrackers, ushering the new year with joy, enthusiasm and a myriad of cultural celebrations. New Year celebrations began in many cities with parties, cultural events, live music performances and themed decorations. At many places, people thronged places of worship, offered prayers and organized puja events, sending across positive vibes and sought the blessings of God as they ushered in 2025. In Nagaland, people welcomed the new year with fireworks display and holding Thanksgiving and midnight services. Prayers and special services are being held across the state today to seek blessings for the year ahead. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to all citizens on New Year 2025. In her message, the President said, "The New Year marks the beginning of new hopes, dreams and aspirations in everyone's lives." She said, "The occasion of New Year gives people an opportunity to march forward with renewed vigour to fulfil their wishes." President Murmu asked the people to welcome the new year with joy and enthusiasm and take the society and nation further on the path of unity and excellence. In his message, the Vice President asked the people to move forward with determination, nurturing democratic values with resolve to keep nation first. Mr. Dhankar urged the citizens to rededicate themselves towards realizing the vision of constitution makers while advancing towards Viksit Bharat at 2047. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Quad stands as a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment of addressing the region's needs together with Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya and USA's Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers said, "What started as an emergency response to a catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership." It also said that Quad countries now work together and with partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses complex challenges from fighting climate change, cancer and pandemics to bolstering quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism efforts and cybersecurity. India's core sector's output growth increased by 4.3% in November this year on an annual basis, according to the data released by the Ministry of Commerce yesterday. The production of cement, coal, steel, electricity, refinery products and fertilizers recorded positive growth as per the data. Coal production increased by 7.5%, petroleum refinery products rose by 2.9%, fertilizers witnessed an uptick of 2%, steel increased by 4.8%, and cement surged by 13%, while electricity gained 3.8% in November of the current fiscal year. Meanwhile, crude oil contracted by 2.1% and natural gas declined by 1.9% in comparison to the same month last year. The interest rates on various small savings schemes has been kept unchanged for the fourth quarter of this financial year. Finance Ministry said the rates of interest on small savings schemes from 1st January to 31st March 2025 will remain unchanged. In football, West Bengal clinched their 33rd National Football Championship for the Santosh Trophy, defeating Kerala 1-0 in the final at Gachibowli Stadium yesterday. Robi Hansdah scored the decisive goal in injury time, ending Bengal's 7-year title drought. Hansda, the tournament's top scorer with 12 goals, was awarded both the Player of the Match and Player of the Tournament honors. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Wishing all our listeners a very happy and prosperous New Year. Have a nice day.